You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. Andy Holdings Racing Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the Irish Racing Podcast brought to you by William Hill. We're going to look ahead to the card at Bellewstown this evening. Sam Norris and Andy Holding here on the podcast to preview the action. We've got a mixed card over at Bellewstown, 8 races to come, and you'll hear everyone live on William Hill's Racing Radio today. But first things first, it's time to introduce Andy Holding. Morning, Andy.
Morning, Sam.
How are you today?
Pretty well. Yourself?
Good, yeah. Yeah, not too bad at all. I always enjoy a mixed card, Andy. A little bit of both codes.
Well, they say the variety is the spice of life, don't they, Sam? So we've got to go along with that adage. Yeah, we've got a decent card tonight. 8 races. Not split down quite the middle. It's a 5-3 in the favour of the flat boys. But it is going to be running on soft ground, which at least we know in advance. Last night when I did that Fairy House preview, once again the demons transpired against me because it went soft by the time that they ran the first race. So, like I say, results were a little bit difficult to come by again last night.
Yeah, the paper has it as soft on the flat course and yielding soft in places on the National Hunt course. Are we expecting that to worsen throughout the day, or is that about what we'll get come 5:05?
Yeah, I think so, Sam. Yeah, I've looked at the radar, the forecast, which I always do before I do a preview. Sometimes difficult to know how much rain they're going to get, quantities at certain tracks, but it's a fairly dry forecast over in Ireland today, so it won't get any worse than what it is in the paper, which is good news.
Good stuff. Let's dive into the action then. We begin with the first race, which comes up at 5:05. This is a 5-furlong maiden, where Madame Boonska is the 4-7 favourite this morning. It's 13-2 about Listerdale Abbey. Gift Banda is 7-1. 10-1 Texas Dancer. Fluorescent Rock is 10-1. 20-1 for Tanks a Lot. And Nelly Sarsfield is the outsider of the party at 25-1. Might not be the greatest maiden we're ever likely to see, Andy. Is Madame Boonska worthy of that short price?
Yeah, just about, Sam, I'd say. There's no big guns with representatives in this race. And it gives a chance for the smaller handler to step up to the plate. And Denise Foster, she's got one or two half-decent horses in her yard. Of course, Lily's Rainbow would be the pick, running in these colours, of course. And she showed pretty well on her two starts so far to date. That's fourth behind a nice horse of Mickey Halford's at Dundalk on her debut, Yulung Baibu, who, of course, ran, I think, in the Queen Mary to a fair standard. She was then 50 of the day on ground, similar to tonight, behind one of Mickey O'Callaghan's called Murdiff. Not quite getting home in the latter stages to suggest a drop back in trip to 5 furlongs would be fine. We know she handles the ground. She hasn't got a great deal of scope, which is my only slight reservation about her. I don't think she's really a horse for the future. I think she's a here and now type, a typical precocious two-year-old. But because she's got good form, or certainly the best form in this race, and there doesn't appear to be that much upside with many of the rest, unless I'm missing something, she should really be justifying a position in the market. 4-7 is plenty skinny enough about any two-year-old on softest ground, but it's got to be the selection, and it's not badly drawn either into trap 6. I'll get onto that later on, but you definitely want to be drawn off the fence here tonight at Bellewstown on soft ground.
Okay, Madame Boonska then in the open up for Andy. We move on to race number 2 now. This is the 5:35. A handicap this time, but again over the trip of 5 furlongs. Joint favourites at the time of recording in the shape of Calm Bay and Bambari, who are both 7-2. It's 4-1 then about Nora Bat. Cat Will Do 5-1. 7-1 for Pillar. Pay the price is 14s, and it's bigger prices for the rest of them. An open look to the betting, at least this morning, Andy.
Definitely, yeah. You can fancy 3 or 4 in their recent form, but I've managed to whittle it down to one, based on his form at the track and also his stall position. Now, as I mentioned in the previous race, I've been watching Bellewstown for the last, well, God knows how many years, and when there's a decent field over 5 furlongs in the ground soft, I tend to concentrate on those that are drawn towards the near side rail. I tend to think that that's the quickest part of the track. So the one that springs out here is Cat Will Do, drawn in stall 11, which of course is a great starting position. It's never been at the first three in three starts here at this track, And it won this race last year from stall one, obviously when the ground was a good deal quicker. You don't mind being on that far side round when the ground's good to firm. Whereas you do definitely want to be off it when it's on the soft side. So hopefully Donna O'Connor will read the script and come down the middle. And, you know, she's been running pretty well on the last two or three starts, to be fair to her. She was a decent eighth in a very competitive race on the figures at Navan, two starts back. And there was nothing wrong with her run the other day down at the same track over five furlongs behind Shanghai Beauty. That would have been a good deal better than this race. So this is very much a drop in grade. She actually runs here off a £6 lower mark than she did 12 months ago. And I don't think I could say she's in any worse form. But the fact that she comes back to the scene of her best victories, and more importantly, as I keep reiterating, she's drawn high. It's hard to see Catwell Dill not running really well here. And we can back up 5-1, which is a nice each-way price. So Catwell Dill, to repeat the win of 12 months ago, is the selection in the second.
A fairly confident selection then for Cat Will Do for Andy in the 5:35 race. Number three comes up at 6:05. Another five furlong handicap for us to get stuck into here, where Shanghai Beauty is the 3-1 favourite this morning. 7-2 about Primo Uomo. Go-Kart is 4-1. It's 5-1 for Fast in the Wind. Blues Breaker 7-1. Aquilena is 7-1. It's 16-1 for Ask Dad, who is the outsider of the seven here. What do you go for in the 6:05?
Yeah, this one's probably one of the hardest races of the night. I literally think anything can win this race. I wouldn't have much of an idea about who will come out on top. But obviously the selection, I've got to go for one, and that will be Blues Breaker, who's now back on the surface, more in keeping with his best performances. He's a bit of an oxo horse, but as you can see by his form figures, when he does get soft ground or testing ground, which he's likely to get tonight, he's very much at his best. And also he's over five furlongs, which I think is his best trip. Connections rather... it's crazily went over 6-7 for him the last time out, which is never going to come off. He's a pure out-and-out sprinter. As he proved, three starts back, when he beat a decent field, including Shanghai Beauty down in Tipperary. And if he's anywhere near that kind of level here tonight, he's surely got to go close, considering Shanghai Beauty, he's a conqueror, main rival that night, one of them, is 3-1 favourite in the market tonight. Cheek pieces Tong Tai and Cheek Pieces, that combination are on for the first time. And not badly drawn as well, away from the fencing trap four. So Damien English's Blues Breaker at a value 7-1 this morning is the pick in the third.
Blues Breaker for Andy in that race there. Then we go to race number four, which is the 6:35. A handicap here over a mile and six furlongs. The betting this morning headed by Buonarotti Boy at 3-1. It's 9-2 then for Dixie Highway. Byron Beauty is 5-1, 15-2 for Baby Jake. Phoenix Twist 8-1. It's double figure quotes for the rest of them. Maximum Field for this handicap. Andy, what do you think of it?
Well, no great surprise, Sam, to see Buonarotti Boy favourite. As you can see, Boy's form figures on the flat. You'd be hard-pressed to say he was a short-price market jolly on what he's done on the level. But you've only got to take a look at his last two runs over hurdle to suggest that he's obviously got a little bit more of upside than those credentials would indicate. Good win at Kilbeggan, beating Long Journey Home, who's been a subsequent winner by 6.5 lengths. And then he went to Garran the other day in a very competitive handicap run at a strong pace. And he just found the winner, Cool Fighter, too hot to handle late on. But considering the winner has gone in again at Wexford, there's obviously nothing wrong with that form whatsoever. Gets here to a race of a bargain basement mark. He's obviously a very dangerous opponent to the rest here. But there's a similarly well-handicapped horse in my eyes at returning to the flat in the shape of Dixie Highway that maybe could cause him a problem or two here. This horse won in a good time down in Ballinrobe on his last start. And he was denied an obvious chance at Cork. I think it was two or three days later when that meeting was abandoned. Patrick Flynn's bided his time. He's waited for the right race because it's quite difficult to get a horse rated in a 45 in any handicap, even in Ireland, because the racing over there is so competitive. But he's managed to sneak in here off a really bargain basement mark. And even though he hasn't won on the flat, he's in much better form than he's ever been over hurdles of late. So I think that can be very much overlooked. So right down the foot of the weight, Dixie Highway, another one of these potentially very well handicapped horses from the hurdling ranks, is the pick in the 6:35.
Dixie Highway then the choice in that race. We go to race number five now, which is the 7:05. Another mile and six handicap for us here, where Benkei is the 3-1 favourite. 7-2 about Dancing Noretta. Face value 4-1. Sweet Cherry 4-1. Morga is 9-2. Then it's 11-1 Spaceship and 14-1 for Giant's Quest. What'll it be in this one, Andy?
Yeah, well, again, similarly to the 6:05, quite a few of these can be given chances on the pick of the best form. And a lot of them like soft ground. The likes of Benke, Sweet Cherry, Dancing Noretta, Face Value, Morgan, all got soft ground form. So this one's a real puzzle. Out of the quintet, which I've just mentioned there, I'll probably go with Morga. Desmond McDonough's charge comes here via a very good run the other day in Ballinrobe behind Queen Alphabet, who got a lovely ride from the front by Pat Smullen. Even though this horse, Morga, couldn't keep tabs with the winner, she plugged on quite well to only get beat a length and a half and a length in the overall scheme of things. Considering as well she carried 10 stone, I thought that was a really decent effort on ground that was quite testing on that occasion. The time figure was very good, so that should really set her up for a nice run here tonight. As I said, plenty of decent opponents against her. Not one that you would fancy with your last fiver, but she's the normal selection in the 705.
And his choice there in the 7.05. We go jumping now for the final three races on the card tonight at Bellewstown, beginning with the 7.40. This is a 2.5 mile handicap hurdle where My Fitz Jack has made his way to the head of affairs this morning at 7-2. Then it's 8-1 for Casual Approach. Swanty K is also 8-1. 10-1 Call Me PJ and 10-1 for Mustadrick. Then it's bigger prices for the rest of them. What do you like in this one?
Well, the market seems to like My Fitz Jack, courtesy of it being trained by Joey O'Brien, which has obviously got to be a major positive. And he comes here via two good runs, most notably a win at Listowel last time out when he made pretty much all the running. As his market price suggested, he was fully entitled to do that. But if you look at his run previously to that, he got beaten by Heartbreak City, who was a bit of a weak finisher in his own right. So given that the fact that this horse is trying 2.5 miles for the first time, and I know he's a former point-to-point winner, but until they actually get it in good handicap company, I'd have my reservations about taking a fairly skinny-ish sort of price about this gelding by Acombro. So I'm going to go with Kilkishin as an each-way alternative. Very consistent horse, trained by Shark Hanlon. Of course, had a winner last night in the shape of Camlan at Fairy House, so that stable will be buoyed courtesy of that victory. Rachel Blackmore takes the ride, and Rachel's been striking up some really good partnerships with one or two of Shark's horses of late. Tongue tie on for the first time, that obviously could aid his chances. But either way, which you look at it, he's a very consistent type, as I said. Good win at Downroar 2 starts ago, and another excellent run off the back of that in a very good race down in Ballinrobe for the grade. That was a 0-131, which contained plenty of informed horses who went into there in tip-top shape. So there's nothing wrong with that run whatsoever. And at 14-1 this morning, I do think Kilkishin represents a decent each-way poke there in the 7.40.
Kilkishin then gets the each-way vote for Andy, 14-1 at the time recording with us here at William Hill. We go to the 8.10 now, which is the penultimate race on the card at Bellewstown this evening. This is a novice hurdle over 2 miles and a furlong, with Tharza heads the betting at 1-2. Then it's 7-2 about Cradle Mountain. Buyer Beware 6-1. 12-1 for Jamie Summers. Let's Twist again is 16-1. And for Paddy the Captain is the rag here at 100-1. Can't be accused of not having big yards in operation in this race, Andy.
No, not at all. All the big guns are in operation here. Joseph O'Brien, Gordon Elliott, and, of course, Willie Mullins, with his only runner on the card, Mutharza, who is going to be the selection, largely due to the fact that I think she's open to the most improvements, having just had the one run for New Connections, which was a winning one at Tramore the other day. Very impressive she was as well. But also largely due to the fact that she's up against a couple of horses I'm not absolutely, totally convinced by with their finishing efforts of late. I thought Buyer Beware had every chance to go by Tags Island the other day at Gowran, but either wouldn't or couldn't. And down at Wexford the other day, Cradle Mountain really didn't really impress with his finishing effort when he was very awkward under pressure behind Bright Tomorrow. He kind of wandered around like a drunk on the running. So I just think the next two in the market are so frail and weak that this is very much the favourites to lose. So even though this one is a very, very skinny price, considering we haven't got much evidence of how good she could be, Mutharza is the pick in the penultimate race.
No getting away from Mutharza then in that one for Willie Mullins and Paul Townend. We go to the 8.40 now, which is the final race on the card from Bellewstown. This is a handicap hurdle over 2 miles and a furlong. Tour d'Argent is the 5-2 favourite for this one. It's 5-1 about Next Bend. Fighting Days is 5-1. 10-1 King's Wharf. 10-1 Wild Catted. And bigger prices for the rest of them. What do you make of the lucky last?
Yeah, I think there's a strong each-way option here in the shape of Fighting Days, who comes here via a couple of nice efforts of late down in Downroll and Wexford. The first of those was a victorious one when he beat a very competitive field in a good time. And then, although he couldn't quite follow up the next day, again, it was another strongly run event, won by Flaviano, who's been in fantastic form, as we see. Cool Fighter was involved in that race, and he's been in spectacular nick as well. He went on to win 3 days after down in Gowran. So the form of that race is there for all to see. And Franny Flood's horses in general are in good nick. Tour d'Argent looks to be the obvious threat. Bit difficult to get him excited about his price at 5-2, considering he bled last time out at Perth, which obviously puts a little bit of a shadow of doubt over his chances. However, the hood has gone on back on again, so that might just induce a little bit of improvement. So maybe all's not lost with Gordon Elliott's charge after all. But Fighting Days at 5-1, whichever way you strip it down, off the back of the figures of late, has to be there or thereabouts.
Fighting Days then gets the vote in the 8:40. Just give us a quick recap then, please, Andy, and remind us of your eight selections for the action tonight in Bellistown.
Certainly will, Sam. On soft ground tonight at Bellistown, look no further than Madame Bransky in the first. In the 5:35, there's a good chance that Cat Will Do will replicate his victory in this race 12 months ago. 6:05, the soft ground conditions very much in the favour of Blues Breaker over his optimum distance, so he's the choice there at a price. 6:35, a little bit more tricky, but the two that stand out, the two that have been in really good form over hurdles of late, Bueno Ottery Boy and Dixie Highway, with the latter getting the vote. 7:05 is one of the toughest races on the car, but Morga performs to a decent standard on the figures down in Ballinrad the other day, and hopefully that form will stand up here. In the 7:35, I'm getting ahead of myself, we've got a strong each-way choice here in the shape of Kilkishin. The 8:10 looks a bit of a golden opportunity for Mathaza to continue her winning ways. And in the final race, probably one of the strongest each-way votes on the card, considering his figures, his consistency, and his overall profile, is Fighting Days, who can be backed at 5-1.
Thank you very much. There we are then. Thoughts of Andy Holding ahead of the mixed card this evening in Bellevue. There's also another Irish meeting at Tipperary. And the domestic action today comes from Haydock, Yarmouth, Perth, Epsom and Newbury. We'll have the best of the action on Racing Radio from 1:50pm with Mark Walton, Dale Gibson and Craig Forsyth in the studio. Thank you very much for that, Andy, and best of luck.
It's been a pleasure. Thanks, Sam.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.